Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herm Wehmeyer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Herm Wehmeyer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Vic Power. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.W. Porter. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer fires to first and has Power trapped. There's the throw to Martin, who tags Power for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin bunts towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Doby goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vernon moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil has Vernon trapped. There's the throw to Hegan and back to Virgil, who tags Vernon for the out. Colavito moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 1 in the game. Virgil hits a pop-up towards third. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wehmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power bunts, foul, towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline strikes out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dobie takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dobie moves to second. One out. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive towards short. Martin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehmeyer hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 2 in the game. Virgil hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Virgil reaches second base with a double. Keene moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene scores. Virgil moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehmeyer takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wehmeyer moves to second. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Martin. Held moves to second. Manny Minoso pinch hits for Mudcat Grant. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gail Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards the mound. Mossy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth pinch hits for Charlie Maxwell. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Groth for the out. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing left field. Gary Geiger pinch hits for Billy Hunter. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wehmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Moran now playing shortstop. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Martin strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Herm Wehmeyer. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Milt Bowling pinch runs for Gus Zernial. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hegan moves to third. Bowling moves to second. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Virgil hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Harrell pinch hits for Mickey Vernon. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a line drive into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Virgil. Porter moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.